The Odyssey by Homer. Translated by Alan Mandelbaum. Read by Derek Jacobi. Muse, tell me of the man of many wiles, the man who wandered many paths of exile after he sacked Troy's sacred citadel. He saw the cities, mapped the minds of many, and on the sea his spirit suffered every adversity, to keep his life intact, to bring his comrades back. In that last task his will was firm and fast, and yet he failed. He could not save his comrades. Fools, they foiled themselves. They ate the oxen of the sun, the herd of Helios Hyperion. The Lord of Light requited their transgression. He took away the day of their return. Muse, tell us of these matters. Daughter of Zeus, my starting point is any point you choose. All other Greeks who had been spared the steep descent to death had reached their homes, released from war and waves. One man alone was left, still longing for his home, his wife, his rest. For the commanding nymph, the brightest goddess Calypso, held him in her hollow grottos. She wanted him as husband. Even when the wheel of years drew near his destined time, the time the gods designed for his return to Ithaca, he still could not depend upon fair fortune or unfailing friends. While other gods took pity on him, one, Poseidon, still pursued. He preyed upon divine Odysseus until the end, until the exile.